In 1999, meat producers used 20.5 million pounds of antibiotics in livestock production. 86% of the antibiotics used were for treatment and prevention of disease, while the remaining 14% were used for growth promotion. The use of antibiotics for growth promotion is an increasing area of controversy, and the issue was recently addressed by Katie Couric of NBC News. In the CBS feature, there was reference made to a University of Iowa linking methicillin-resistant S. aureus, or MRSA, from swine to humans to determine the point of antibiotic resistance, and to a separate study in Denmark in which all antibiotic use was suspended nationwide with no negative health effects to farm animals. Let's take a look at the actual studies versus what was reported by CBS. Katie Couric reported that a University of Iowa study last year found a new strain of MRSA in nearly 3/4 of hogs, 70%, and nearly 2/3 of the workers, 64%, on several farms in Iowa and western Illinois. All of them use antibiotics routinely. On antibiotic-free farms, no MRSA was found. Actually, that's not quite right. According to the University of Iowa study, recent research has demonstrated that many swine and swine farmers in the Netherlands and Canada are colonized with MRSA. However, since no studies to date have investigated carriage of MRSA among swine and swine farmers in the United States, the University of Iowa undertook a study of two separate conventional production facilities, both of which used antibiotics routinely in Iowa and Illinois. Production System A, an older, larger facility, was a conventional confinement comprised of 60,000 head of sows and piglets. The sows originated from Canada, Minnesota, and Illinois and had been repopulated in 2006. Production System B, a newer, smaller facility, was also a confinement comprised of 27,000 head of sows and piglets. The sows originated from Michigan and had been repopulated in 2006. The study measured MRSA colonization by nasal swabs by both pigs and workers and showed that MRSA prevalence was approximately 49% for swine and 45% for workers tested positive for MRSA in Production System A. Production System B shows no MRSA in either swine or workers. Unsure of the reasons for the variations, researchers cited as potential factors the origin of the swine herd from Canada as affecting the swine contamination and could not demonstrate a reason for the incident in workers. Another question raised was who infected who? Did the sows infect the workers or vice versa?